This week's episode of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at True Car, because if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with a term like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why this True Price from True Car, and they know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories before you get to the dealership. And a True Car dealer will show you the price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of home. And how do you know if your True Price is a great price? Well, True Car will show you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this. They set their True Price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I am Rob Cesternino, back here once again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on a Sunday edition of News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
That Rob, was the remix. We got some echo, bro.
That was the remix. Yeah, the echo is over now.
Oh,
the echo is over.
Sounded
okay.
Cool.
Yes.
Way that cool. Did sound cool. I was like, oh, man. What did Rob...
Yep.
Did you guys know that Rob has a bunch of turntables in there?
That would be sweet.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I had to turn on the audio on my laptop, which turned on the audio in the Facebook thread in our group. Group AF. That's right. And I'm here with two men with hats. First, a man with a red hat with white writing that says Portugal.
Oh, okay. As long as you clarify that it says Portugal,
yes.
Then I can mm-hmm. wear it.
Yes. And a man who is wearing who wears the black hat, the dark navy Yankee hat. Danny Bryson.
Ooh, how infuriating is that for you, Rob?
Rob doesn't like it. Danny about this.
Yeah, he's already told me how much he's disappointed.
Danny said that he says, I'm just the typical Yankee front runner who just wears the hat because Jay-Z made it.
When they're doing well.
Are they doing well? I don't even know.
Who cares?
Are they doing well? No. I care because if I'm wearing a hat of a team that's full of losers.
No, they're doing fine. They're doing fine.
Okay.
I've spent money on Mets hats, but I've never spent money on New York Yankees hats, but I've had New York Yankee hats because my Pony League baseball team was the Yankees.
Oh.
You don't get to choose those Pony League teams for the most part, right?
Nope.
They Guys, the bolt hole flooded, if you're wondering why I'm not down there.
Yeah, what happened?
Are you kidding me? The spunk bunker?
The spunk bunker got filled with fluids from a huge rainstorm. We had a rainstorm that just dumped, which is unusual. And out here, it doesn't do so great when sudden amounts of water come
down. We've been having those too, dude. The monsoons rains are coming through.
So the window well filled up with 6 inches of water, and then the water spilled through the window into the bolt hole. So it's drying out.
A lot of water damage, or are you going to be okay?
So Liz is down there cleaning it, ripping up the carpet and stuff.
Since it's the bolt hole, my wife ignores it.
Yeah, so, black mold.
Yeah, who cares? I can breathe black mold all the time, and she wouldn't care.
She wouldn't?
No, probably not.
What if you got a Valley Fever?
With one of those surgical masks on now?
I'll probably be podcasting in the future from an iron lung, of which there's only one iron lung still in use, I read a week or two ago.
Is it the one they used in The Big Lebowski?
I don't know, but I'll probably just occupy it as soon as the current person moves on.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how do you get the water out of the basement? Is it like when you drop an iPhone in the toilet, do you have to just buy pounds and pounds of rice and just
put them on? Oh, that's not a bad idea, actually.
I wish I had thought of that. No, you use a wet vac to suck up the loose moisture. Then you lift up the carpet, you open the windows, and you run a fan for like 2 or 3 days.
In high school, they used to call Danny Wet Vac.
Wet Vac?
Yeah. Danny Wet Vac Bryson.
Yeah.
I did. I'm just good at just absorbing moisture.
What do you like that? Wet Vac or Vascular D?
No, I prefer Vascular D. I've already got that tattoo in a barbed wire form around my arm. So.
Okay.
How come you get all the cool nicknames?
How's your weekend going, Tyson?
It's going.
It's going. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I
you seem extra relaxed today.
Yeah, I'm chill, dude. I got up early to go mountain biking for my last little desperate grasp at fitness before I go to Europe tomorrow to go mountain biking with my dad and brother for the entire week.
Now, is your dad super into the mountain biking? Like, is he in like tip top shape and able to, is going to be pushing you?
Embarrass you?
Yeah. If he's in great shape for him, then yeah. He'll be climbing faster than me, but I can descend faster than him all the time.
Okay.
So if he's in fantastic shape for him at the fitness I'm currently in, he will be faster than me on anything that takes fitness. But anything that takes finesse and balance, I've got him crushed.
Good.
And if he's just in okay shape, I should be fine. I mean, I've been riding an hour a day for 10 days in a row, pretty much. So I'm not far off of like winning the Tour de France.
Off the pace.
Yeah.
Tyson, Gorfamis in the chat says that you had an epic Instagram story. What were you doing on Instagram?
Well, Bergen is obsessed with Little Mermaid. And so I just go up into nature and then sing little bits of Little Mermaid songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the last one I did was, most people recognized it, but some people didn't. And the people that didn't recognize it, I recognize them as people who don't have children.
Mm. Okay. So what did you do?
And I was spinning around with my camera, with my bike helmet on in the middle of the desert. So you could see all the cacti and everything.
Beautiful.
It was very cool.
Very nice. Okay. So a lot of news stories to get to here today on this special Sunday edition of News AF. Thank you for joining us here early in the week to get a jump on all of the most interesting news stories. And let's start with a story out of Florida about a man who has been wrongfully accused. As we have a man who is in prison, but he says that they have the wrong guy, Danny.
Is he the guy that said they should be going and looking for his brother?
Yes.
Is it that story? Yes. Okay, I saw that one.
You idiots, you've captured the wrong twin.
How convenient. It's like a Hollywood blockbuster.
Yeah. Dude, I wish I had a bunch of twins.
Yeah. Then you can blame them for any infractions, Tyson.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can prance around town doing as you please, willy-nilly, and then blame everything on your twin.
Mm-hmm. Shave your legs on the subway. It was the twin. Take a poop on someone's doorstep. The twin. Mm-hmm. Always the twin.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask a scientific question here.
Yes.
Is there a way for them to figure out? They have different fingerprints, right? They wouldn't have the same patterns of fingerprints.
Now, again,
if they were identical twins, would they have different DNA? Do they have different fingerprints? Danny, tell us.
I think that every fingerprint is a snowflake, right?
Yeah, but what about for identical twins?
I'm going to say yes, they had different fingerprints, but I have nothing to back that up with. At the very end of the day, you just waterboard them and you'll get some kind of confession. So
you get something, but
you'll get something.
So you're pro waterboard.
Well, on twins, only on twins.
On twins, when it's the only way to find out.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying we need like their parents to come in and say, okay, tell me who really did it, or you're both grounded.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. But sometimes the parents, they don't even know. They lose control.
Danny, you didn't flood your basement by waterboarding, did you?
Yeah, trying to get some straight answers about all the boogers on the walls from my 8-year-old.
Who did this?
Who wiped all these and why?
Wait, where are the boogers?
All over. It's
all over the house.
Yeah, it's starting to turn into like a cocoon environment. You know, the layer
on fire
layer.
In the sky where it's just like that goopy cocoon.
Yeah. And then you get closer to my kid's bedroom, it becomes more cocoon like.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Why don't you just paint the walls booger green?
That would have been nice to know before
spiders.
We had kids.
Too many spiders, yeah. Tyson.
Yeah, that's true. The spider issue.
Yeah. They are very attracted to the color green.
That is true. Yeah. I sprayed for spiders yesterday because I found a large scorpion in my garage.
Yeah.
And spraying for spiders, yeah.
Well, because scorpion spray also kill. I sprayed for scorpions specifically, but the spray will also kill spiders.
That's nice.
Yeah. I used to just walk around my house and stomp black widows and scorpions. And then I was like, this is too stressful. So then I started spraying for them.
That's a good idea.
Because the black widows only come out in the dark, so you have to go out with a flashlight to hunt them down.
Yeah, it is scary. Not easy.
So I'm becoming more of a coward the older I become.
Yes, Rob, well, I'm waiting to see how you tie in the spiders to the twins.
I can't.
That's too far gone.
The man on the left is a picture of Raul Eduardo Prado. That is the man who is the fugitive. The man on the right claims to be Jean Vernet Prado, the identical twin brother who has been apprehended by the authorities and serving a 25-year sentence for trafficking marijuana in 2007.
Oh, dude, this is easy. Go. All you got to do is be like, okay, you put them both in a room, and then you put one joint in the center of the room with a lighter, and then you're like, okay, we're taking off. And then you just film them, and whoever the guy is that picks it up and can't help himself, that's the right guy.
Well, the guy on the right looks like more of a criminal.
Yeah.
So you're going to go based on just like
just
profiling?
Looks, intuition. Yes, profiling.
Oh, a mother's intuition.
Yeah. So exactly.
There's another wrinkle to the story that the man, Raul, actually escaped from police custody and has now been reapprehended and is saying that they got the wrong guy now. So I'm not sure if they at one point had the real Raul, but they now allegedly have Jean Vernet Prado.
This is arrested development in real life.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it really is. What they should do is they should. The dude who's it's marijuana trafficking, so now it's kind of like, what was he doing? How much weed did he have? Was it, because that's becoming less and less offensive as a crime as the years go on.
Yeah, we don't know exactly, and it's trafficking, it's not possession, so we don't know. I mean, he could have been selling it to minors or we don't know the details of his crime.
Put both in prison, split the sentence in half.
Oh,
give each of them, this is like a King Solomon solution, split the sentence in half.
They only have one guy.
Yeah, but then they can just look for the other one, no need to discern who's who. And then
both of them,
they'll probably fight about it later.
Well, if you're going to do the King Solomon thing, get all the weed and light it on fire if one of them doesn't confess. And
I see
one will
saying.
Be like, yeah, light it on fire. We don't care. And the other one will be like, no, that's my baby. I'll do anything to keep it whole. And so then you'll know it's him.
You'll know. Yep. Great. Biblical way to handle that.
Yeah. So do we need to have Raul Eduardo Prado come forward? Because if it really was his twin brother and he really loved him, he wouldn't let him take the fall for him.
Yeah, but now you're assuming that they love each other.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of love in those eyes.
Yeah, those eyes are loveless, bro.
Yeah.
That's why they turned to a life.
Those are the eyes of a shark.
The Prados had a tough upbringing.
Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've been through a lot.
They're Cuban?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but think of all those delicious Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay, well, interesting to have this going on in real life, the battle between who is the real Prado and who should be off to prison for serving this charge. Let's talk about another story going on this morning, and this is one that I think is going to be, it's going to work me up, I think.
It's already kind of fake news.
Is it?
Well, I mean, Miracle Whip is paying the town like 10 to 25. Oh, so let's go into it.
Yeah,
I will read the headline.
Yeah.
Mayo, Florida, changing name to Miracle Whip, Florida, temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
So the town of Mayo is going to change their name to Miracle Whip for a very small sum of money in a marketing campaign. And the whole idea is that people from Miracle Whip are going to come in and interview the residents of Mayo, Florida, which has like 1,500 residents, and get their thoughts on it. And then only probably put the positive reactions on their commercial.
They're pulling an IHOB.
Yeah,
yeah, they're pulling an IHOP.
It. And much like...
And it makes you mad?
Yes.
This makes you mad, Rob?
Yes, much like the...
Madder than Broga?
No, Broga didn't make me mad. It only made you mad.
It should have made you mad. That's why I don't understand why this is making you mad. And that isn't. Like this is a marketing campaign.
A desperate Hail Mary from a company on its last legs here, Miracle Whip, to come in and try to do a buyout of Mayo, Florida. To try.
So what do you prefer, Mayo or Miracle Whip?
Does anybody prefer Miracle Whip? When was the last time a bottle of Miracle Whip was bought? 1998?
I don't know. I don't have a palate for either of those.
I don't even know. What is Miracle Whip, Danny?
I don't know if anybody quite understands what it is, but I'm taking a virtual tour here of Mayo.
Yes.
Okay.
Checking out the town and the sights. I don't know what they're going to gain from this. Probably not a lot of tourist dollars.
Mm-hmm.
No. They're getting paid like $25,000 or something.
But where's that money going? Right into the mayor's pocket for blowing prostitutes?
Of course. It's not that much money.
No, that's not. That'll get you like maybe a weekend of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a lot of money.
Gonna get like a college scholarship from Mayo.
No, don't get me wrong. If somebody was like, here's $25,000 to change your name to Miracle Whip for a week. Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. That's what, $50 to change my name? Sure.
Yeah.
But an entire town, that's no, not enough.
Spend it all at Big Al's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street and go to the pharmacy, get some Excedrin.
Yeah.
So okay, and then you're done.
Miracle Whip, they have bought out the rights to the town for it's a short while, right? It's just a few days.
Yeah, it's just for a few days while they can get the reactions of the town folk.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? I always thought Miracle Whip and Mayo were pretty much the same.
From what the label says for Miracle Whip, it's a one-of-a-kind taste of creamy mayo and tangy dressing.
Creamy mayo.
I wonder if it's like mayonnaise with like some sort of Thousand Island dressing or something.
Hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yuck.
Whatever it is, it's not a great name for a town. Not at all. Unless there's been some like Miracle Whip miracle at Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, where like the statue of some saint was leaking Miracle Whip out of its eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Like then I could see a reason to rename it. But otherwise, I mean, why? $25,000 and a little bit of news time?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of paperwork for very little.
I'm starting to feel sick just from thinking
about Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
And Mayo, both of them.
Well, now will other brands start in following suit where that IHOP changed its name to IHOP? Miracle Whip is changing the name of a city from Mayo to Miracle Whip. Are we going to start seeing companies making people legally change their names?
Yeah, probably Double Bacon Cheeseburger. Remember that guy?
You're thinking small. I mean, at least they're thinking town.
Yeah,
rather than people. Country, maybe a planet. You got to think big. Mm-hmm. People, that's old news. Like getting people to tattoo your brand on them. There's a million people lining up to do that. You got to get a country to change their name to Mayo.
Okay.
United States of Mayo.
Oh, is mayonnaise going to strike back, Danny? That's how they're going to strike back against Miracle Whip?
Yeah, come back bigger and better with something that's even more prominent.
Hmm.
But mayo isn't a brand.
It's just a generic. Hellman's? I don't even know what mayo is.
Yeah.
Cream that you put on a
mayo
sandwich?
Mayo is whipped sour eggs.
Because
what? Is that really what it is?
It's whipped eggs and olive oil, I think, whipped together.
I don't know if they're sour.
I just imagine them sour. I can't even get near mayonnaise, dude. I'll shrivel it.
Nobody wants to know how the sausages are made. We just want to eat them.
Yeah. So Hellman's and Big Mayo, they had Miracle Whip basically down for the count. Could this be the beginning of a comeback for Miracle Whip? And does Hellman's need to really finish the job?
Oh, so you think that they can, if they can then create, if Florida can become the state of Mayo, mm-hmm. then they will crush out. Because what if all of a sudden Big Mayonnaise, which is a conglomerate of companies, yeah. come in and say, hey, let's change the state of Florida to mayo. So now, even though these guys are becoming Miracle Whip Florida, now they have to become Miracle Whip Mayo.
Yeah. I could see that happening. Gotcha. And then out of all the possible states that could become the state of mayo, I think Florida's right there at the top of that list.
Yeah.
It's definitely number one. I think when you say, who do you think is the largest per capita consumer of mayonnaise in the United States? I would say
Mississippi.
With fair certainty.
Yeah.
I was going to say Florida. I think Florida. You think Mississippi?
Yeah. I'm going with Mississippi. I pointed out that Florida was most likely to change their name because that's a Florida thing. But if you're talking about consuming it.
There's a ton of old people, and I think that's an old people food, mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not around a lot of old people.
Millennials are killing mayonnaise. I think that's been a news story that I've seen, but we haven't reported on that.
That'll be their legacy.
I'm a millennial at heart.
Millennials hate mayonnaise.
Dude, more and more, I'm really feeling like I'm a millennial.
Should Miracle Whip be trying to pick up the millennials?
Maybe. No. I don't know.
I think, the only way they could is if they become like the Pabst Blue Ribbon of condiments.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hipsters, choose Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
So you get like the guy wearing the beanie, like with his bangs popping out the front with the semen reservoir on top and being like, yo, guys, I choose Miracle Whip. And then you get the free, like, vintage looking Miracle Whip t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's their only hope, is to like somehow learn from whatever Pabst Blue Ribbon did to become the hipster beer.
Be cheap. Yeah.
According to this article from PhillyMag.com, the rise of identity condiments has led to hard times for the most American of foodstuffs, and that's a shame. What are identity condiments, Danny?
What is... I don't even understand that concept. Identity condiments.
Like you're known as like the fry sauce guy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know
who
Danny,
you know who Large Vascular D is? He's like the fry sauce guy. He's always eating fry sauce.
So are they applying foods to generations? Like Generation Xers were the ketchup generation? Is that kind of what they're talking about?
And the millennials are the avocado.
And sriracha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sriracha. That's true. See, there you go. You guys are getting it.
Okay. All right. Finally.
We're slowly understanding the millennials.
The millennials are killing mayonnaise.
But aioli is mayonnaise mixed with
other Miracle
gunk.
Whip needed to win over the millennials. What are they doing in Mayo, Florida? Forget mayo.
Get out of there.
Yeah, forget mayo. What Miracle Whip needs to do is add like some sriracha flavor Miracle Whip and then do like a garlic flavor Miracle Whip.
They just need to up their Twitter game. Burn, you know, a couple people with
some Wendy's. If they can burn Wendy's and burn Wendy's doesn't have a good comeback, that's how they win.
Okay.
Then they're in.
All right.
Yep.
Let's keep going. We got another story to get to this morning. Speaking of the millennials, this is huge news that millennial parents, Tyson, as the parent of a new baby.
Not surprising. This story is not surprising to me at all.
Millennial parents choose baby names based on domain availability, according to a new study. Tyson, did you and Rachel consider all of the possible domain names when you were thinking about baby names? You did.
With Bergen, I did. I looked at Instagram names.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is fake news. I could understand people doing it, and not a lot of people, but a handful of people doing it and looking up Instagram handles.
I looked up Instagram. I looked up Gmail. I looked up a bunch of stuff. And then I think I locked down a few of them. But then I never looked at them again, so I don't know the passwords. I don't know how to access them. I don't know anything about them. So sorry, Bergen, you can't have any of your names on any of your stuff.
Wow, Danny.
Well, Bergen's got a problem because there is a city with that name. So,
yeah, but it's not Bergen Rose Apostle.
That's true. But I felt like this article was a bit of broga. Like maybe a handful of people looked up domains, but who actually even knows how to look up domain?
I don't think it's necessarily
We know that
they did the study.
Yeah, I think this is like some fake study.
Yeah, it's like the Milk Council saying that milk is the most refreshing beverage for after a workout.
Like the person who wrote this article, they knew one person in the
Miracle
office
Whip,
who
I heard is the best condiment after a workout.
Yeah, you mix it with Gatorade powder.
Yeah, mix it into your protein drink.
Dude, that sounds so good right now.
You get whipped into shape with.
Hey, that's a good name, whip. Mayo. Name your kid Mayo.
Mayo.
Mayo Smith.
Mayo Smith. Smith is.
You like that name?
I mean, I could see somebody using it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be available.
I would use it if it wasn't already offensive. Just the connotation of it already disgusts me.
Yeah. So now this study, we do have to say, was conducted by GoDaddy, who interviewed 1,000 millennial parents.
And that's so surprising.
Gen X parents. So, you know, big domain name was involved here. And they
found
that 1 in 5, 20% of millennial parents changed or considered changing the baby's name based on what domain names were available at the time. Tyson, do you believe that we are about to enter an era where people, much like companies, to get cool sounding names, will start like taking letters out of things, like the Tumblr effect, which is like removing vowels? Will we get
people already do that?
Yeah, I think we're already there.
I know a girl who changed her name from Jamie, regular Jamie, to Jamie. J-M-E.
Is the dash part of the name?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's an adult, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
A grown-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted my son to have an original name, I wanted to name him Robert, I could just name him R-O-B-R-T, just get rid of a vowel to get the domain name.
Yeah, or all vowels.
Or could you do numbers? R-0-B...
No, somebody's already doing
RT.
That.
Yeah.
So if I were to take this study and or this whatever they are calling it, I would say yes. Like if they asked me, if I were one of the people they questioned, I would say yes, I did consider that, even though I didn't consider domain name per se. I did consider Instagram and Gmail.
Yeah, the study is a bit weird. They say domain name because that's their business, but I really think that, like Tyson, most people are thinking, oh yeah, Gmail, Instagram, Twitter, not domain.
Yes.
Are any of those things Bergen to be the in 10 years?
Hopefully not, but probably so. They'll exist more than us.
Domain name, I feel humans. Like is the least likely thing to make it.
Exist.
Like that,
yeah, because the internet's shrinking because social media.
I mean, how many times when you go on your phone is the web browser the app that you're using?
Well, guys, just remember that Toys R Us is selling a bunch of sweet domains that you could be picking up right now
for your kid.
They should get all the names.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I guess GoDaddy should have a tab for like baby names that are available.
Yeah, they'd be stupid, like Bob 69 Sun Boner, something like that.
Wait, what?
Just those stupid names that you see people just pick because they're too lazy or they don't care enough to actually think it through. So it's like,
well, they Danny, type in the one they want and it's like, here's a record.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, I want DannyBryson.com. And they're like, that one's taken, but here's one, Danny Bryson 69 Sweet Angel.
Yep,
and you're like,
exactly.
Done. Or it's not that, because those are ones that people make up. It would be more like this. Danny Briso 642-7278.com. And you're like,
so maybe
okay.
That's how you'll pick your kids' names. You'll just go and type what you wanted.
And yeah.
Well,
and then
how
just
about this name? That's not the name you want. It's not available.
Yeah. How about this one? And then we'll start seeing really crazy names.
How about Miracle Whip without the I in whip? Like, I guess so. The Miracle Whip is offering you $30 if you choose this name. Save it at checkout.
$30. Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad.
I mean, most people get $0 for their name.
Yeah,
so
it just costs you money to have a baby. All right. Oh, this is a great story. I know that one of the things I have learned as a podcaster and, you know, talking with the audience, people love their pets. Where that people are very, very attached to their pets. They love dogs. They love cats. And there is a company.
What about tortoises?
I don't know that many people that love tortoises, to be honest. But
Arizona's full of them. This is the tortoise state.
Is it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think there's a lot of water there.
Tortoises don't you're thinking of turtles right now, Rob.
Yeah.
I was thinking tortoises, of turtles too, Rob.
Yeah, tortoises don't live in water. Tortoises live outside of water.
Oh, yeah, because I saw that one Breaking Bad episode where they had like a guy's severed head on a tortoise in the desert. So, yeah, I could see that.
And then
that.
It blew up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this tortoise, so Arizona is the tortoise state.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tortoise, a little baby tortoise.
Yeah. All right. And you love it.
Named it Chaz Lamborghini, and we love it.
And is it really named Chaz Lamborghini?
Yes.
Well, have we talked about the name Chaz Lamborghini before?
Probably.
I think I've probably said it before. It's pen name.
Did you check the domain availability before naming your tortoise?
On Instagram, Chaz Lamborghini was taken, so it's Lamborghini. Oh, Chaz bummer. Is his name on Instagram. But yeah, tortoises are pretty cool. So go on with this story and see if it applies to me.
Okay, so a lot of people have struggled with getting a new pet, especially when you are a career person and need to be at work. So there's a woman named Donna Robinson, who is the CEO of a company called Nina Hale. And Nina Hale has been recognized, the company, as one of the best workplaces in Inc. magazine's best workplaces list of 2017. And one of the perks they do are that if you get a new cat or dog, you can get 1 week of fraternity leave, Danny.
1 week.
1 week.
Is it, why are so, they biased vacation. Towards only cats and dogs?
Yeah, where's the tortoise maternity leave?
I don't know.
Or like a Mongolian.
So I just got
pig.
A cat. I should have taken a week off of News AF.
Well, you have a Actually, cat?
It's not paid vacation. It's a 1 week work from home, just to be clear.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's still pretty good, because that's basically, you're not really doing
Danny, you're a cat person.
I am not a cat person. Yeah. No, I got the cat out of guilt.
And the article says that the...
For murdering other cats?
No. Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
The article says that actually this is for any pet that needs hands-on training or attention. So goldfish or hamster owners need not apply.
Okay.
So I think you might.
Dude, I'd be getting a new dog every week and then turning it in for a different dog.
Seems like a pretty good idea.
I found a loophole.
You got a lot of dogs.
Just be like, I took this one back and I got a different one. And I took this one back and got a different one. You could be like a rescue person who's like a foster care for dogs while you find permanent homes for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd probably get paid to do that. And then you get paid on top with this at work at home job where you just clock in and forget to clock out.
Yeah.
You know how jobs work.
Right. The Nina Hale digital marketing agency also has another perk for people that work there, that they have a $100 wellness stipend to spend per quarter on whatever makes them happy, Danny.
Like heroin?
$100 can't buy me a happiness, bro. I need at least like 10 G's.
Yeah, we've heard your policy on presents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About how your minimum for happiness is at least $500, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because that's the cutoff where I won't buy it for myself.
Yeah.
Exactly. So $100, what will that get you?
Per quarter.
Per quarter.
So you can save up for real happiness in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You could get those bell-bottom jeans you've always wanted,
oh,
Danny.
Oh, man, if only. I love just having that space down there by my shoes.
So that's nice that you get $100 a quarter and you could stay at home and work with your pet.
Seems like you'd want to go away from your house where the pet is annoying you.
No, some people like their pets, else. Danny. Look how happy this guy is in the picture. I've never seen a picture of Danny this happy.
No.
I know, but he hasn't posted a picture with his cat.
Yeah. The dog doesn't look happy.
No, dog looks dogs. Very sad, actually.
He does.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little something about dogs and owners.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
When you're a dog, you're kind of at the every whim of your owner.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes, man.
Well, it's a fancy prison. Like, it's like a blue-collar prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or even fancier sometimes, but also a lot of times even worse.
House arrest.
Yeah.
As long as
this dog is probably just like, I didn't want to be laying on my back snuggled by this guy right now in this picture.
Yeah, I was looking forward to the time home by myself.
Yeah.
If I were the dog, I would be like, I'm feeling used because I bet this post is getting 8,000 likes on Instagram right now.
I could be going through the garbage, sleeping on the couch, doing all these things.
Looking at their
smelling beeholes.
Yeah, this guy staring at me all day. I saw Secret Life of Pets. I know how it goes.
Yeah.
Those dogs would have hated if their owners stayed home during the day.
Is there a limit on this? Like, could I just get a new dog every week and just be the guy that lives with like 80 dogs till the county comes and shuts me down?
If they feel like you're taking advantage of it.
Tyson, you're the guy who ruins the program for everybody else by taking advantage of it.
After 3 weeks, they're like, okay, we're not doing this anymore because Tyson has seven dogs.
Exactly. And then you get on the news for a different reason. You become one of those people who have to have their house, get evicted and their house is condemned.
Right. And then they're like, well, we never found out where this guy's locale is, so we'll just say Florida. Maybe that's how the news works.
Yeah.
Could be. Maybe that's a good idea.
Crazy happened. Do we know where these guys are from? Just put Florida. That's where we always do.
Okay. And then
have I just popped the lid off of a conspiracy?
Maybe. We'll have to look into it. But this is Minnesota.
We need more scientific.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Minnesota.
Yeah, you see how happy this guy is wearing a Twins hat, not wearing a Yankee hat?
Oh, do I look unhappy wearing this Yankees hat?
You look unhappy.
I have another hat, but it's gross. It's got a big sweat stain. Would you prefer
put
I
it
switch
on and
to
see
that
if
one?
You smile? I mean, let's see if he smiles.
Oh my God.
Look at him. Look at how happy he is, too. Yeah. Danny,
I feel like
your
I'm
whole
holding
countenance.
I feel like I'm holding a puppy against his will.
I just feel like
frown is turned upside down.
Goes against your entire persona.
You look even more vascular.
Yeah.
Look at that smile.
That really pop out my veins?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yankee hat is corporate. That's what the man wears.
All right, I'll wear this hat even though it's kind of like sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sweaty still? Did you go running today?
No, but it's got, can you see the sweat stain up there?
Did you go to the house of worship today?
Yes, I did. That's why we had to delay this.
Where all the sweat came from? You just sweating and being in the house of the Lord.
Out of guilt and
for what you did
then
to that cat.
Your ulcers flared up.
I actually did sweat a lot because listen, if I think I'm going to have to shake somebody's hand, I start to sweat.
I'm like,
yeah, the more I think about it, I'm like, go away, stop sweating. It just starts
to
pour.
Meet a bunch of people. I hope my hand doesn't get sweaty. Yeah. Oh, no, it's starting to get clammy.
Yes.
Just shake it real quick and maybe they won't feel the clamminess. And then the worst is when somebody's like, your hand's clammy. I'm like, no, I know.
I know.
It's because I've been anticipating this moment for a little while
now. Have you thought about carrying paper towels in your fists?
Okay, but that doesn't work. I held onto my shirt or you put your hands in your pocket and all it does is generate even more heat. So now it's just sweaty, super hot. They think you're guilty of something. Let's just say I'd be convicted by a handshake alone if someone convicted me of a crime. I'd be like, yeah. We don't have any evidence, but I shook his hand.
He's sweating a lot.
He's sweating so much out of his palms.
He's sweating a bullet.
Yeah, he's definitely guilty. What about if you put antiperspirant on the palms of your hands?
What if I just wore gloves?
Be the glove guy?
Yeah, be
the glove guy. Or you could be the guy that just doesn't shake hands. He always fist bumps.
That's what I would prefer.
Then you just become the guy who's just like, yeah, did you know that Danny Bryson never shakes hands? He just fist bumps, and we think he's a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a medical condition, or you just have sweaty hands? Because
my hands don't sweat, just like Tyson said, until I think I might have to shake somebody's hand. And then it starts to sweat.
Anticipation of making contact with someone when you don't really want to, and you know that it can have negative effects if you're sweating.
Exactly. That's when it happens. It's bizarre. And the minute I got home, it stopped. But the whole time I was there, I'm like, people always want to shake hands and talk.
Yeah.
And so it was sweating.
Two of the things Danny hates most.
Yeah.
What
I really don't like any of those
church,
things.
Just kiss people on the cheek.
That works in Europe. But do you know that you've heard this story, right, Rob?
No, I don't know.
So when me and Danny lived in Switzerland, we got invited by a Swiss family to eat dinner. And I, being the multicultural man that I am, gave the three pecks on the cheek. And then to the woman of the house.
Yes.
And then the woman of the house went in to do the same to Danny. And Danny's
and I
like,
head-butted
I prefer
her
not to do that.
No, that is not true. I headbutted her with the brim of my hat.
Yes. Okay.
No, you told her not to. And she said, how about a hug? And you said, no. And she said, how about a handshake? And that is what you finally came up
with. No, the way I remember the story is that I did it and that I had my hat on and I hit it into her head. That is honestly the memory
I have. I'm not going to say that you haven't done it before, and probably you had at one point, but in one instant.
One instance. Okay.
The woman, you told the woman that you preferred not to do the kisses. She said, how about a hug? And you said, no. As well.
See, that sounds like me. And if you think about it, anytime I was going to do the kiss on the cheek, you would have been there. So I'm sure both those stories happened.
So sweaty, dude, knowing that he was going to have to meet.
I'm sweating right now just thinking about it.
Okay. Let's go into this story that is a in sports this weekend. It was
good sports.
A heavyweight battle as two of the heavyweights YouTube got together in the ring for a charity boxing match between KSI and Logan Paul, Tyson.
Do you know how many people watch this, by the way, on YouTube and Twitch?
How many?
Combined viewership was almost 2 million people.
2 million.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Yes.
For two vloggers?
Yes. Now, what is KSI famous for?
He's in the UK.
Yeah, and he's a prankster, and supposedly he's been trolling one of the Paul brothers by like talking about, you know how in Rocky Balboa? Yeah. No. In Rocky Balboa, he's always talking to Adrian like, you want a real man? KSL did something similar like that to either Logan Paul or his brother's girlfriend.
But KSI hasn't done anything stupid enough to get everybody mad at him yet.
I think he wore to the weigh-in or to some media thing a mask of their girlfriend on over his face. I think I read that somewhere. There's bad blood, but it's probably all fabricated.
Yeah, probably. Logan Paul, according to this, should not have gotten the draw. KSI should have been awarded the match on points. And I'm wondering, Tyson, do you think that this was Fugazi?
Yes. They set it up so that they have to have a rematch. Yep.
Do you know how many people
Everybody is pissed.
To watch it in the arena? 20,000 people watched it. In the arena.
Yeah.
20,000.
And then 2 million people watched it online.
Yeah. And to be
was
fair,
it a good
there
match?
Was
it better than the Pacquiao?
I don't know. It was a draw. And there were lots of other fights too, by the way. Yeah. So his brother fought another
vlogger.
Was
this the main event
vlogger.
Though?
No, there think, was yeah, a, apparently there was an undercard, according to Frappuccino, where KSI's brother fought Logan Paul's brother. Boy, this is turning into like the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, but was this the main event?
This was the main event, yes.
Yeah, okay, so this is what people were paying to go see.
Yeah, but isn't this kind of weird? Like, shouldn't these guys be having like a prank battle? Like, why are they boxing?
I think secretly everybody wants to punch Logan Paul in the face.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's boxing and you get to watch
I don't think
Logan
that's
Paul
a secret.
Butt kicked. Is that what you do?
Yeah. And I think if Logan Paul's smart, then he realizes that and is like, the more I get punched, the more money I'm making.
Tyson, do you think that people just tuned in to see if Logan Paul's comb over would fall to the side?
Yeah, I think without the headgear, it definitely would have.
Yeah, the headgear was holding everything in place.
That was probably part of the contract, was that he had to have some type of head apparatus to keep his hair in place.
Right. Do you want to hear some of the comments from people who watched the fight?
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
People on Twitter got Dreams Hawk says, KSI v. Logan, give me my money back right now.
That's a comment that you hear often after boxing matches. Yeah. So,
nobody is happy that they saw that they paid to watch a boxing match. It's always like regret and remorse.
Yeah, they want
pain.
Someone to die, and if someone doesn't die, they're like, "Why did I watch this?"
Right. I remember like going to bars to see. Was it like Tyson versus like Lennox Lewis, or I don't know. I don't even know. And it was like a lot of hype, but it's like, what happened? Nothing.
Well, some people pay $10 to watch it on YouTube. I think that's how much it costs to watch the stream on YouTube.
Rhea Martins on Twitter said, this is a joke. Nice try. Now there is an excuse for more.
Yep. See?
Yes. And then Brilliant. Eden's Law 2 said, can someone please refund my time? Question mark. Thanks. No, they cannot. That would be impossible.
They should have known beforehand, like we did, that this was all just a sham.
Yes.
And you're all suckers.
Tyson.
But in a way, there's a lot of sham events that people pay for. I mean, Danny's is especially going to be shocked by this, but professional wrestling is actually carefully choreographed.
What, Tyson?
It's a carefully choreographed art form where the outcome is already predetermined. There's actually some bike races that are predetermined on the outcome of the race, and everyone gets paid just to show up of the professional racers. I've participated in a few of those. They're more of a parade where the crowd gets to see their cycling heroes than a race, but they do perform a race like choreography, but the heroes are always winning.
Some people would say that Patriot games are all pre-planned. Like I've read a lot of comments that say the Patriots, whenever they win, it was all just a pre-planned scam. Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson, should you call out Logan Paul to box him next?
I wouldn't, Tyson. He's yoked. Yeah, he's way stronger than I thought. Yeah.
I bet I have more reach than him. I'm probably taller than him, but he's younger and he's been training for this. I would compete against him in something I could win, like swimming or cycling or probably long distance running or maybe some type of balance competition or even puzzles. Or Survivor.
Oh, that would be exciting. How many views on YouTube?
Him and I in a heads up Survivor match where it's just us out there for 39 days.
No, I was thinking a heads up puzzle assembly contest.
Two men.
Five puzzles.
Survivor.
They're two of the greatest jokesters of their generation. They are going to square off here for 39 days.
Yes, see? Dude, why don't they do that? Why don't they do, like, heads-up Survivor matches?
I've had it with Tyson saying I have a comb-over. The next dead body I see is going to be Tyson's.
Season 40. The two most desperate players to return to the game. Hance versus Fairplay.
that's a different season. That's not with Logan Paul. Pranks on you, okay. Tyson. All right. Danny. Should we go into the Balt Hall?
Yeah, I mean, it's flooded. It's filled with fluids. So
I'm going to put my scuba gear on to get in there.
We are going,
put on your face mask.
We are going
get
under.
Your snorkels in.
Dive into Danny's Balt Hall.
Welcome to my Balt Hall. I think you're going to like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
That was great.
Very, very good.
Want, you know, this today is not breaking news, Bolt Hole news. This is an update. And it mixes politics with the oldest profession on the earth.
Let me guess what the oldest profession on earth is.
Okay, go.
A knight.
A
farmer.
A knight. Oh, probably farmers up there. But no, I'm talking about prostitution, Tyson.
Yes, okay.
And also, Tyson.
So you think prostitution was before farming?
That's what they say, right? Okay. Isn't that the whole thing, the oldest profession?
Nobody has lived that long to really tell us.
Nobody's kept records as to, like,
prostitution was not the first job.
I heard Adam paid Eve.
I don't know.
With an apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the other way around. Tyson, I actually read something interesting that prostitution in Switzerland was legal while we were there. Oh. So, yeah, that was a lost opportunity for us.
Kissed that lady three times in a row.
Headbutted her with my hat.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that is
when
legal.
Danny was like, I'll pay you with my mom's credit card to give me a back rub. And I was like, I don't feel right about that.
But it was all legal. It was a totally fair way for you to earn money. It's a better way to earn money than to fake a fight and charge people to watch it on YouTube.
Can I tell a story real quick about when we were in Switzerland and Danny's mom gave him a calling card to use on payphones to call home? And we used it to prank call people we knew at home. We spent like hundreds of dollars on this call card just to prank people that either I knew or he knew. and it was fantastic.
It was glorious. We left a lot of horrible voice messages about being at parties and getting a rash and how the person should go and have call the other people who went and see if the rash had been spread.
Yeah.
And you were pretending that you didn't know the person. It was just like a wrong number.
No, well, no.
I would find it was people I knew that he didn't know. Yeah. And I'd be like, here's a phone number. And he'd dial it and be like, hi. Yeah. So I was at your party the other day. And
I got a really bad aggressive rash. And I'm just calling to say you should get yourself checked. And maybe some of the other guests should see if they've got a rash. Highly contagious.
Yeah. And it was like a, probably a 30-second message. And it cost about $35.
But it was worth it.
Well, Tyson, we could have been spending all that money on prostitutes. Yes. Because in Switzerland, they're at the forefront of bringing prostitutes into the modern world.
Wow.
And several years ago, they voted to create, and this is the interesting part, we live in a world of tangled up politics where, you know, problems aren't being solved. But in Switzerland, they're trying to solve the problem of prostitution. They created things called sex boxes, which which are boxes you can drive up into. And you can negotiate price with one of the many ladies working.
Is it drive into a sex box? It's like a garage?
Yeah, but there's no door on the back from what I can tell.
It's like a drive-through, but you just...
You drive in, you negotiate.
It's an in and out.
Yeah, the women have access to health stuff, you know, resources there. Mm-hmm. They get taxed, you know, because now they're on the government's radar. Mm-hmm. And they have these sex boxes and they've been a huge success. And they're talking about, you know, maybe increasing the program. And the thing that I liked about this story, and this is why it's bolt hole material, is because we all have these problems, right? Like
what problems?
Yeah. Some people don't view it as a problem. And here you have a country, a very small, neutral country, trying out of the box,
in the box
solutions, to these problems. And so, you know, this is just a shout out, you know, maybe this, there's a lesson we can learn here about when it comes to solving problems.
What is that lesson?
What's the lesson?
Well, taking a risk on a program like this. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people
for the U.S. to
sex boxes.
Danny, have you gotten your thing? Have you gotten your whole spiel ready for city council this
year? Yeah. So I'm going to run on a platform of sex boxes. And I think Switzerland also has like heroin clinics that you can do. So basically, I'm going to be doing the whole Swiss platform.
Yeah. Basically, like so, Switzerland is like the cool parent country of like, look, we know you're going to go out and drink anyway. So we just would rather have you guys do it here than
do it in a safe environment.
And the other reason that I always look at stories about Switzerland because Tyson lived there for several years. Yeah. I was there for a little bit. And so there is this like attachment to Switzerland. And it's just, it's an interesting story in that they just, they're trying to find a solution to what Tyson doesn't think is a problem. But it does appear to be working. The other thing I found fascinating
sounds
is...
Sounds like Danny's planning the next guy's trip.
Yeah, to Switzerland.
Rob, are you in on this one?
I gotta ask. I don't know if I'm going to get that permission slip signed.
The other thing I found interesting was...
My wife is a big News AF listener.
When they opened up the sex boxes, they interviewed people using the sex boxes. And the people, there's a picture of this guy rolling up in his minivan, obviously a family guy.
If this van's
what kind of minivan,
rocket.
Though?
And he is gladly answering questions from the media
about
to pull into the box. Yeah, it doesn't have the same, like you said, stigma attached to it.
He's viewed as a forward thinker.
He's like, it's okay. The wife's at home. The kids are all in bed. I decided to just take the minivan out and try to test it out in one of these sex boxes.
My wife said it was guy's night. I couldn't find any friends to hang out with.
Yeah, I've got plastic laid out, took out all the back seats, laid down some plastic. I'm good to go. Mm.
Put out hung a bunch of Christmas tree shaped cardboard.
Yeah, the smell trees. Got a bunch of smell trees hanging up. Maybe some candles.
But then the sex professional then gets into your vehicle with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they just added wooden planks. You can also have sex on
wooden planks.
That's a new addition.
Cedar? Are they cedar planks?
I couldn't tell what type of wood, but I'm guessing it's a soft wood like a pine.
Okay, a soft wood cedar. For the hardwood.
Just get a sex couch.
No, which is weird because I think in America we'd lean more towards a sex couch rather than a sex plank.
Mm. Okay. All right.
They're very Spartan out there. So anyway, there you go. They're thinking outside or inside the box.
There you go.
As
All right. Danny, anything else?
No, no. Hopefully I'll be back in the bolt hole next week. I feel a little bit out of my
element. Yeah.
Comfort zone. Yes. Element. Yeah. When I'm not down in that kind of like cave environment.
Yeah. Stifled. You're feeling stifled in a more open area.
There's a lot of sunlight that's kind of hurting me.
And, throwing Danny off.
Yeah.
It really is. But I mean, if we're being honest, Danny gets more sun than both of us combined.
Yeah, I mean, you must wear a lot of sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. That's why when I'm inside, I don't want to see.
Remember
any
how
sun
tan we used to be?
Were you guys very tan?
You and I were, Danny.
Tyson was the tannest person I knew until recently. And he had blonde hair. He was like your classic
Nordic god.
Bro. Yeah, I wasn't going to go that far. I was going to say Norwegian bro.
Okay.
But you can say Nordic.
I prefer Nordic god.
Okay. Put that on your tombstone.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, well, good. We've got my tombstone figured out. What about you guys?
Here lies Vascular D.
Do you think you'll be dug up in a few years by a horde of women to see if you're really as vascular?
I hope not. But remember, I think my plan is to have some enhancements done after death. Just huge, ridiculous
organ donors.
Yeah.
Well, I think after that you death. Can you be the recipient of an organ donation after you die?
Yeah, a post-mortem organ donation from someone else to me. We both die, but I get their organs.
Yes, but they don't have to actually work. They're just like, you're basically like...
No, they don't have to.
Type,
yeah, it's all cosmetic, just in case anybody does dig me up.
Wow.
Oh, dude, look at this guy.
I think we need to go to the sloth terraria with this idea.
Yes. You would like
you still get discounts on
some sort of like a Dirk Diggler-esque prop prosthetic.
No, it has to be organic.
It has to be real. So that the myth lives on, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to hopefully work out a deal where I'm going to get some 6 or 8 pack abs on me.
Yeah. I think it just like draw them in. I think.
Yeah. I feel like, or they could do like, we're just do liposuction because you always have those muscles under.
So you could do that. Yeah. You probably could do a bunch of that stuff. Yeah. So I'm going to, I'm going to probably secure like, $300,000 worth of of plastic surgery on my dead body right before they bury me. That
really is a great idea.
Yeah. His skin was flawless for how old he was. And look at those abs.
He was like a Nordic god.
Yeah.
You could eat cereal out of the dimples on his bottom.
Yeah. There you go. All right. That's News AF. Boom. Tyson, any reviews? We can only see the reviews here in the U.S. iTunes is very fickle.
Well, the Canadians keep telling me there's a way I can access the Canadian versions. Mm-hmm.
Drive to Canada and open up iTunes there?
No, I think you can just change your location on your computer or maybe just in your iTunes.
Oh boy, that's a lot of work.
It seems like a lot of work, yeah, right?
Yeah, okay.
Do you think it's worth
it? Another time. I think we can do a deep dive and go look for everything.
Not right now, yeah, but right now I can get you probably a review.
Hey, Danny, do we have a hashtag for today?
Hashtag vascular D. No, pass on.
Didn't
that
we already do that?
Danny's trying to make it happen still.
No, I don't have a hashtag.
What was the other nickname we had for Danny earlier in this podcast?
Skeet dog.
No, there was one today.
No, there was one today, Danny.
The chat room is going to remember.
It?
They'll remember. Because then we asked Andy, do you like this nickname or Vascular D better?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't as good as Vascular D.
Well, we'll see.
But it was hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Okay, I do have one. There's one review.
Okay, go for it.
Thank goodness, because we spent all that time, and then what if there wasn't one?
Ugh. News AF.
Comprehensive guide. NewsAF.news. Leave a review for us, please, so I can read it here. This one's by Big Don Do.
Mm-hmm.
Comprehensive Guide of Greyhounding, 5 stars. News AF is the comprehensive and encyclopedic compendium of greyhounding. I still don't entirely understand the concept, but that's because I don't really pay attention as much as I should. Danny, Rob, and Tyson explore the most important news stories of the week and use those stories to explore what it means to be human, both in our modern life and also in our sex robot-filled futures living in the galactic salt mines. Trademark. There's a trademark on salt, galactic salt mines. If you are not listening to this, you should. And if you are listening to this, then why are you reading this review? Unless you're Tyson, yeah. You should read this review both individually and on the show. Have a great day. Thanks. We did it, guys.
We did it.
I like it.
Okay.
I don't know if I read all those words right. Comprehensive, I read right. Encyclopedic, I read right. Compendium.
Sounds,
I think,
right.
I read that right.
Yeah. By the way, I got a text from my wife yesterday that said, "What is greyhounding?"
Yes.
Your wife listens.
Yeah, well, that was the surprise.
That was the surprise. All the secrets, all your deepest, darkest secrets. Like, now she knows not to shake your hand.
Yeah. I wrote, it's any disgusting / unacceptable act performed in public, but especially on airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that causes you to be forced to ride a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you're right. I should have added that. That's why you're getting greyhounded, because now you're off the airplane.
I actually, Dr. Mike is a fan of this podcast, and that he was, he likes the idea of greyhounding also. Not actually doing
it. Yeah, you got
it. He likes the concept.
He all likes the concept of getting the riffraff, getting the decent folk, keeping them in their places while getting everybody who's greyhounding causing a scene and a ruckus onto the Greyhound buses.
You felt like we used it out of context recently.
We probably do that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, don't give him my phone number, because I think him dealing with you is enough to satiate his.
All right. So here we are on a Sunday. Tyson is going to be traveling this week. Are we back on track for Tuesday after Labor Day?
Okay. Yes.
So we will be back with you on Tuesday, September 4th. So this will be a little bit of a extended News AF yadas.
Oh, man, we're probably going to have to go for like 6 hours on Tuesday.
So the News AF will pile up, post it in our Facebook group, Group AF. Thanks so much for Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.